Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have a wonderful clearing session, healing session tonight. So, as normal, let's do some entity clearing to start the night off here. And these entities are what we call ghosts, and these are emotional bodies that need to find a home, because the body that they lived in no longer is living. And this is why we see people sometimes change personalities. Mainly they bring forth addictions. So this is what they actually do for us here. That's their great benefit in our life, is give us addictions. The other type of entities, which I call shapeshifters, or shadow bodies, we'll say, those are extraterrestrial life forms that live in us, and they're physical. And we did a clearing last Wednesday on that. So just to give you a sample of what that was like. So let's get out these ghost energies, emotional bodies, and here we go, working with the bottom of your feet, moving up to the top of your head. So I'm just clearing right now, and just kind of sit back and relax. And this night is our paranormal night, if you wish to call in to talk about things that you've experienced. And I'm also going to have our question and answer time this evening, too, and that'll be after the BBS program. So if you want to write this number down, if you wish to come on the conference call line and maybe ask questions about lightship healings, etc., this is what it's designed for, is to help the newcomers to find out about healings. So the phone number to call in on is 646-519-5800. I repeat that, 646-519-5800. And the PIN number, which they're going to prompt you for, is 9009. And typically the call goes for about an hour, or maybe a little bit longer, but I'd like to kind of hold it in an hour if that's okay with everybody, unless you really get into doing some more question and answers. But it's mainly just designed for question and answers for the newcomers, and to talk about the lightship healings and what we're doing and what the lightship is doing here. So here we go. We're clearing out more entities. We're moving up now to your ankles. So here we go. Moving up. And I'm going to see if I can type in, maybe somebody could type in the phone number and the password on the fast chat here. Maybe do it now, and maybe in maybe a half an hour from now, because the fast chat does move up quite quickly. So you can actually see it again. So it's 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009, and that'll start in about an hour from now. So here we go. Moving up now to our knees. Okay, up to our thighs, through our thighs. Okay, and going up to our waist area. Okay, and center of our chest. Our shoulders. And now we're going up to our neck and also down our arms, elbows. Remember, if you have pain in your body, that attracts entities. So if you had anything happening to you and they're attached to you that way, this is what happens here. Okay, wrist. They want to move your arms a little bit here. They might actually feel a little lighter as these things get released from you. Maybe some of the pain that you may have is being released too. Okay, going down to our fingertips. Okay, let's go up neck to our head now. Go to the back of our head first. And we'll go now to our ears, our sides of our head, and now the front of our head, and now the top of our head. Okay, So I'd like everybody to think of a situation that they had maybe in the last 5 days that caused you emotional stress. Could be, you know, sadness, anxiety, anger. And this is an emotional clearing. Emotional clearing gets rid of so much of this energy. So if you do look on our list of services, you're going to see quite a few listings there of different types of things. But the emotional one gets rid of about 95% of what you might be reading there. Because we do have a lot of clearings that go deeper, but the emotional one is probably the most, that's a starting clearing and also the most beneficial. So if you do see something on there that you think you have, the emotional might just take it right away from you without going further with additional healings like your feeling body or anxiety or trauma. So here we go. Think of one situation. I'm going to count to five to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do a feeling body. This is like the flip side of the coin. And if you live in your feelings, this one's going to be probably felt more to you than the emotional one. So same thing. Think of that same issue if you didn't feel any relief. And here we go. Or even another one. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do a mental clearing. This will help to integrate your left and right brain. So here we go. If you have any kind of mental torment or something or anxieties in the head or you can't get away from your thoughts, they keep recycling. This one here might help you with that also. So here we go. Think of something that's bugging you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the bugging could be an alien critter with you. You know, you never know. One of those little sayings that we say here. And we'll do a trauma body. These are for people who are in a lot of trauma. Normally most people are not in trauma daily, but some people might be. So we have this clearing also on the website. This is probably only used, I think, by maybe 5% of the people. So here we go, trauma clearing. Think of a situation that you just can't get away from that is really deep inside of you. We're going to try to release one of these energies. So just think of a situation. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another clearing is for physical pain. So if you have pain in your body, kind of maybe put your hand where the pain is. That's sometimes people like to do. And also just put your attention there, your awareness there. Here we go. 1, 2, that's pretty heavy. 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We'll do one more clearing here. Let's do a clearing for people who have maybe infection inside of their body. Maybe you have an infection problem. So let's do this clearing here. So this is the infection body clearing. That's also on the website. Here we go. So I'll just increase this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So here we are. Another wonderful Friday night. And our weekend is packed full of two special clearings. The one on Saturday is a 4-hour call. This is our once a month, normally it's the third weekend, Ascension call. So we'll be having that. It starts at 1 o'clock to Pacific Standard Time. And we do water charging on that. We have 7 containers of water, which you can drink the next 7 days after the call. So here we go. That's going to be happening. And then we have our 8-hour call on Sunday. And this is where we get rid of these alien ET critters here, the life forms that are inhabiting your body, known or unknown to you, but they cause us pain. So here we go. Let's get rid of an octopus energy. And this is very common. These tentacles wrap around you, and they can constrict things inside of you. And also I've had people, when I release these, they actually have their stomach's abdominal areas sort of shrink a little bit. Sometimes they'll shrink in about 2 inches on their waistline. So here we go. Take out one of the octopus energies. I'll count to 10 as it gets released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get out of another one. 1, 2, same location, solar plex area. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm going to do just a sample clearing here. This is one, if you have something wrong with you, or maybe your animals or pets, maybe you have a sore or something that doesn't seem to heal, or maybe a wound or something like that, just seems to be giving you problems, okay? So we're going to look at that right now. And again, you want to put your attention there. And I want to see if we can get rid of some of these alien critters that might be in there. So here we go. Let's just do that here. I can't do everyone personally as far as saying what's inside of those. Maybe it could be a scab that never wants to heal, or a blemish on your face or something that you've had for a long time. And it just could have one of these little alien critters inside of there not wanting to leave. We might want to call it a parasitic life form. So here we go. And on the website, we have healings for this for $30 a month. So we're going to release that now. But you have to think of it and put it into your consciousness so the light ship can see what it is. Remember, the light ship always sees you as perfect, whole and complete. And what you have that you're dealing with is what was created by you. That's how they see you moment by moment. And what you have is what you have. So if you want to change that reality, then you have to request a healing. So here we go. We're going to take some energy away from that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. Getting a bad taste in my mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe somebody can write on the fast chat if they feel or taste something too, or smell something. 1, as it leaves your body. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Just scroll down a little ways on your scroll bar. You're going to see a light beam there. I'm going to bring it up and energize it for you. So we're going to bring in the males tonight here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's do one other clearing, and we're going to do a clearing to help you with your chakra system. So we're going to go to your heart center and reposition that. And there we go. Go to your throat chakra and third eye and power chakra. That one's off in quite a few of you here. Had to move that around here. There we go. Second chakra and first chakra. We'll do an opening for you. This is your choice. We'll go body width to help your body get some more energy. I don't like to go normally past body width with the chakra energy because you don't want somebody to, get into your field. So here we go. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And go down below the heart. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. and second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Great. So I'm going to put you in your body properly here. So let's just take you out momentarily and put you in properly. So you're going out and now you're in. That quick. Okay? So if you felt a change in your body, you might feel like you're seeing a little better. Maybe your eyes are watering or something. That's because now you're in your body the correct way. And we're going to bring you in through your feet now. That way your legs are going to have some more energy for healing. Here we go. So going out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia tonight. Are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I am, and hello and welcome everyone, and wow, wonderful group of healing samples there for everyone to experience. Thank you, Ron, that was great. And yeah, we'll just have some fun tonight getting into some discussions of these topics and the paranormal as well, and anything that comes up on the fast chat. And if you'd like to call in, we can take calls as well, and I'll give the phone number for BBS Station 2. It's 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. So in the meantime, I saw something kind of interesting on the internet today, Ron, and I thought maybe I could ask you about it. It was a story about a girl, 13-year-old girl in Croatia. And apparently she went into a coma. They don't know why she went into a coma. The most they could say about it is that maybe she had a fever. But she fell into this mysterious coma and then was in a coma for about 24 hours. And when she came out of it, even though she was Croatian, and even though she can still understand Croatian, she can't speak Croatian any longer. And not only that, but now she communicates only in perfect German. And she had had a little bit of she had just kind of, I guess, started studying some German at school, but she really hadn't known very much at all. And now she's speaking perfect German. And it sounded to me almost like a case of maybe somebody either being, you know, taken over, or maybe some kind of entity, that may have caused her to go into a coma and then just basically took her over. I don't know what you, if you can get a sense of that or what your take on that would be. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, boy, it feels like she was, like, possessed, in a sense. So what I would kind of think about is, since she was young, possibly going to school, maybe learning how to speak German, she may have maybe prayed for help out there, right, to speak the German language. And maybe entities are all around her. To have them have that much power to put her into a coma, that's very interesting. But I would say that more than likely she became possessed by these energies and they took her over. I would say typically to go in a coma, she'd have to get her spirit pushed out of her body. They could have done that too. But typically I would say she has entities in her and that's probably what the problem is that they came in and now they are speaking a different language. This is what you have with the prodigy children who are out there who are gifted children. All of a sudden, you know, you get a little 3 to 5 year old playing a piano and they are actually, you know, having the entities in them doing that. Some people talk about it as maybe being a spirit coming into them or that they're very gifted. As the readers read them, they say, oh, yeah, this person has so-and-so in them or something. But it's probably the entities more than likely coming through. And it looks like it's divine energy because they're so gifted, but it's actually, you know, being overtaken by some other energy force and not their own to have this done. So that's what I'd say it is. It's a possession that she has. So very interesting. So, do we have anybody on the fast chat talking about anything? I did get a few emails from people. Thank you for emailing me after the Wednesday session. The consensus for most people was that they felt different. They maybe went through or sensed different anxieties, maybe pure anger, etc. Thought basically leaving them in some ways. Other times they're able to get a hold of it. But the main thing is they definitely felt much better because they knew that there was something else wrong with them. Some people had maybe like maybe 2 to 5 clearings from me. And they said, you know, and they're wondering, you know, that these things are coming close to touching my issue, but they haven't touched the issue yet. And when I pulled this one out of everybody, that they can now see this one being, you know, gone. And then now they can actually maybe even see the communication between these other things, because they're probably pretty upset because they're losing their home. And remember, these are the entities that are, you could call them shadow bodies. In a sense, I see them like a shapeshifter that they come into you. They have a light form, and these things are, you know, just very, you know, deep possessions, and they look like, you know, your spirit, because your spirit actually looks like these to them and to you. So you don't know, and in your physical body, they clone that. It gets deep very, very quickly. You may want to listen to the program on Wednesday. But just to give you maybe a 2-minute once over here, these things are alien life forms. They come into us from parallel lifetimes, and they can actually kind of, in a sense, push us, you know, our physical body, say, back, you know, in a field behind us, and then they project out in front of us like a hologram their body, and it looks just like us because they're shapeshifters. And so sometimes you're talking to somebody and you're not really talking to that person, but it looks just like you, has an emotional body, a mental body, a spirit body, everything else. And, you know, to the unseen eye, you will say, it, you know, you think you're talking to that person until you actually start to look a little deeper. So the light ship was just able to do this clearing. I did this back in New York maybe a couple of weeks ago. It's a brand new clearing that I'll be putting up on the website. I'd say most people have typically 10 of these in them, and you could have maybe up to 20. So I know I've worked with some people, and I think I've released maybe 4 or 5 of them out of their bodies so far, and there's still some more. So I would feel safe to say that we all have probably at least 10. And you could always ask your spirit, but make sure that you're asking, you know, the right spirit. Remember, these spirits can also come across, and you could be talking to the wrong spirit. That gets very disconcerting, okay? So anyway, I'll be putting this up on the website hopefully within a couple of weeks here. I'm still getting more information on it, so I'm not going to put it up until, you know, I feel like it's all that we need to do with it. But it's going to be quite interesting. Most people, when I saw them in person doing this here, they felt like a great relief. All of a sudden, they go, wow, like, you know, the days that I had, I was living like in this daze of energy, not seeing too clearly or something. Maybe just not being present, you know, being here but not being present. Well, that's because you're looking through all these entities, which are shapeshifters that look just like you. So you're in the back row seat, looking through maybe 10 or 20 of these things, attempting to express yourself, but they're in the way doing things that you have no control over. And so it's much like a earth-based entity, how they take us over. But actually, it's much, much worse. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing here. If anybody would like to call in and maybe, you know, talk about their clearing also, that'd be wonderful. If they have an experience that's maybe similar or even different than what I'm telling you. But basically, this is what happens is that they take over your body. They look like you, you know, talk like you. You would think that it's you. And once you get one of these released from you, then you go, hey, this is not me, you know, and you know that at that particular time. So once it's out of you, you just feel much, much better about yourself. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So this will be a new clearing, and it'll be up hopefully with maybe a couple of weeks, I think. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, I'd love to read just some of the comments that have come in about the clearing. Yeah. So I won't say any names. You know, I don't protect people's privacy, but this is great. One person, this was after the radio show the other day where you talked about that people probably have 20 of them in them, and you removed one. And this person said, well, let me sum it up by asking this. Please, may I receive the removal of the other 19 ASAP? So this is what it feels like to have my spirit more present. It was a wonderful experience. So that's great, you know, right there. And then let's see, this one says, before I read more, I think we have a caller on, so let me ask who's there.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about my experience from the time that the clearing for these new shapeshifters took place to right now.
Wonderful. You have the floor.
Oh, okay. So, I've always been kind of like, you know, what's going on, where sometimes I wouldn't feel like I was able to completely control what was taking place. Like, I kind of had a closeness to it, but it still didn't feel like it was me 100%. And I started noticing this more and more, maybe like a week or two before Ron did the clearing on Wednesday. So when he brought it up, I was like, I wonder what this is all about. So he starts doing the clearing, and I started getting really, really hot. And about the time where he started to do, I think, like the emotional or mental implant, like I just completely went to sleep. I went to sleep, and then I woke up like right when he was like going to the next part of the clearing. So I was like, wow, that's very interesting. So ever since that time, I've been able to perceive more what's really taking place while, like, I guess my spirit is with me, but, you know, these things are kind of just hanging about. And I would get, like, I would get voices, and the tried and true test is always whenever I go to pick something to eat. Every single time I go to pick something to eat, or if I have to choose something from the grocery store, it'll be like a squabble. It'll be, no, pick this, no, pick this, because I'm trying to ask my spirit, you know, what would be the best nutritional thing for my body. And it would just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So ever since that clearing, I've noticed that, a lot of voices, a lot of, like, it's hard for me to choose one thing to do and, like, stick with it. But I'm starting to notice it more, and I'm kind of trying to come to the forefront when I start to notice it happen. But, I don't have that down 100% just yet.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, it's like when you first start to become aware of it, you know, you've maybe just ignored it or not really seen it for all that time, then suddenly you start to see another whole aspect of things that are going on.
Yeah.
And have you noticed any difference as far as just being able to be more in your body and more comfortable with that?
Yes, absolutely. Ever since it's taken place, my shoulders have come down a lot more. Like, because sometimes I'm really tense, but I don't feel that tension as much. It was like a fraction of it was taken away, a fraction of whatever the discomfort I was experiencing, however slight, because I don't really experience all that much discomfort or tension or stress, stuff like that. I mean, I feel a lot less when we're on the light ship during the intensives. I mean, during that time, I feel great, but we haven't really been having them. So I've also noticed an increase in that, but anyway. So, yeah, I've felt a lot more comfortable now that, you know, that sample, well, not sample because it's gone, but now that that's taken place, I can't wait to do the whole thing just to see what I'm going to feel like afterward.
Yeah, I'm
just curious, since you're a little more in touch with yourself, How many do you think you have in you? I'm just curious on that. Do you get a hit on that at all?
Boy. The first number that came was 27.
Oh, boy.
And it could be more than that, because looking at what really took place, it seems like I've had an issue with this thing for a really long time, with this whole personality switch where, like, it would be, it, like, given the circumstance, depending on who I'm with, it'll be a completely different dynamic. But, I mean, it's not, in my personal opinion, it's not normal. Like, I would behave in one way that doesn't, I don't subscribe to any of the things I would say or the actions that I would do. Like, it's not who I am. Like, the difference between who I am at home and who I am, I don't know, out in the street, it's really peculiar, because it's like they connect to some obscure thought that I would, like, maybe thinking about or something like that, and they would use it as ammunition to come forward and control my reality. Like, they would just hook onto it and boom, you know, they're Chris today. It's really weird.
So what I think you're saying is, in a sense, is that these alien life forms in you, these shapeshifters, we'll call them, or shadow bodies, are maybe the ones that your family has, okay, since you live at home, okay, have one particular mm-hmm. species, and they want you to behave a certain way. And then when you go out mm-hmm. and see your friends or other people, maybe the workplace or whatever you do, maybe another species is there, and they want you to behave a certain way too, maybe, huh? You think that could be possible?
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. Especially because I was thinking today, I noticed that the dynamic between me and my brother is very weird for people who care, because I care about my brother. But when we're together in the same place, we're either the best of friends, or we're kind of like grudging or something, even though nothing has happened between us to make us behave in this way. So I was wondering if, you know, if I have one tribe with me and he has another tribe with him, and they see each other and they don't like each other. So, cause we, I mean, you'd have to see it to believe it. My family just thinks it's whatever, cause, you know, they're family and they've seen this behavior for X amount of years. But me, I'm looking at it right now and I'm like, I don't, you know, I would never want to act like this, and yet it just comes automatically. It's weird. It's like a train track, and you can't really steer on a train track. You can only go forward.
Yeah, so they're probably having their battles of their different races working through our physical body, and they don't like each other, and maybe that's why that's probably the reason why we have wars today, you know, why different religions don't like other religions, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
those are different,
like,
races of these aliens. Maybe they come into us through these, life forms that look like us, feel like us. So, yeah, very interesting. So
yes.
Puts a whole new perspective on, you know, who are you really, you know? Or, you know, who
yeah.
are you in this moment? And who are they? Okay. So, thank you for calling, Chris. If you want to add something else, you know, you might want to come on that call if you can after this program here in a half an hour. We'll be doing our question and answers.
Oh, you,
some people may
you are doing the question and answer after
the show? Yeah,
we're
going to be doing that tonight. That'll be in a half an hour. I'll give the phone number again for everybody. So you want to write this down, if you would, if you want to get on it. It's 646-519-5800. And I'll repeat that. 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. 9009. So, hope to have all of you come on the call. And it's mainly just to ask questions about the light ship and the healings. And that's the information that we'd like to get out to people is, you know, because there are newcomers who are listening who just don't maybe understand too much or do have questions that they can't really get answered. Because maybe we're just not talking about their particular question on this show tonight. So you can call in and ask a question. Also, you can ask people about the healings that they've had in the past and how they have affected you and how you feel about them. So that's why we have the calls here. So Back to you, Sylvia. Thank you for calling, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. That was great. And I'm sure there are other people also looking forward to those special healings this weekend, like you were talking about, Chris, where the intensive 8-hour Sunday calls are happening, starting up again. So that's wonderful. I guess while we're waiting for another caller to call in, if somebody else would like to, I'm going to read some more of this, these great comments that have come in, Ron. This person is talking about the second day after you did that clearing of the embedded shapeshifter. And they said, I'm feeling my body more light. My dance class was much freer, and my body felt as though it wanted to express even more freedom. It was a hint of expansion, freedom of movement, and flexibility that I used to have most of my life. I was surprised that I kept up with girls much younger than I. Usually I take arnica before class to help with aches. Sip a combination of herbs, alkaline water, and sports powder for stamina throughout, and sip a recovery mixture in alkaline water right afterwards so that I can do intense yoga the following day. And it goes on like this each day. I actually forgot to leave for class armed with all these helpers, and to my amazement, I didn't need them. Somehow I look younger, my eyes are brighter and bigger, like when young. There's more definition around everything I see, and colors are clear, too. Sleep last night was solid, undisturbed, and lengthy, 7 hours. Haven't slept more than 3 hours at a stretch in more than about 5 years now. So that's pretty phenomenal, Ron, just from just that, taking that one out. So any comments you'd like to make on that or how that is working?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been, what I had with the people back east too when I did it. A very similar type experience. Normally, just people say they feel better, they feel lighter. The stuff that they're dealing with, just their stuff is like gone, and they physically see better, see clearer. Their eyes are clearer, sparkier, and it looks, you look at them, and you know, as you look at someone, it looks like they lost about, you know, 5 years or maybe more in their life, you know, as far as the aging and the stress around them. It's like this stress energy, which could be, you know, myself will say looking at them through all these extra bodies that are in front of who they really are. So I'm just seeing all these holographic images of this body. And as they get one of them cleared away, all of a sudden the body looks clearer. So it's kind of like looking through, maybe, you know, multiple panes of glass, and, you know, the true them is way behind, but you're looking through this glass and all these holograms that make them up. And each time you get one released, they just start looking better and better. So it's a little hard to describe into words, but that's kind of how I would say it. And I think I heard a beep. Is there somebody out there?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
I have a few things to say. First of all, about the New York ARE Center, I've been there to a workshop, and it looked like I lost some weight, but not physical weight on the scale, but everybody could see that my dress, I just lost a couple of inches. Everything was loose. But it's very interesting, it happened in bands, like a band on underneath and one by the waistline. And now I'm stuck with one band in the middle. It's very funny looking. Interesting also. It makes it more real. So about the clearing the other day, all this parallel lives and all sounds correct, logical, everything. But now, this time, it hit home. Like, up to now, I was watching a movie, and it never dawned to me that, hey, hello, when was last time was real you thinking and acting upon in your life? I went back in my school time, thinking from that point on how many actions and decisions I've made from the multiple me point of view, if I can make myself clear. And when was I, was more of me doing this, living my life? Very interesting and clear. I just realized some issues between me and my sister. So I have some things to work on. And also, it's interesting. It's clear. Yes, it's definitely clear after this last clearing, the taking out. And it's different than any other clearing I've done before. It's more real. I don't know how to explain that. It's interesting anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to describe it, but yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Is.
You know, what you was actually you, you know, and, you know, and was the actual true you, you know, like I said on the Wednesday show, it's like a slot machine, you know. You pull the handle and who's going to come up. So, and, you know, have you ever come up before? You know, I don't know. You not you yourself there, but, you know, as you look at your life after having this clearing, you go, wow, you know, what's really in my body doing this here? So, anyway, we got hope now. So, that's it. So, thank you for calling. And
Thank you. You
hit the nail on the head, you know. And one way to look at it is that, you know, we know that maybe something else was in us doing something that we really didn't want to do, but it forced us to do something.
It
means that we don't have to beat ourselves up any longer because something else was running our body that looked like us. Remember, the body felt accountable for the actions. And if it's a body that, you know, is a fake body, a clone body, then, you know, you're still being held accountable, but it's not you doing it. So it goes deep very quickly here. You know?
Yes, and another aspect would be I feel like somebody or something lost a strong hold of something, like a correspondence point in my body. They lost something. Somebody lost something, but it's not me this time. Very interesting feeling because sometimes when the weather gets cloudy and everybody on this show, I think they feel that when it gets cloudy and humid and especially really fast, you have this sort of anxiety feeling and apprehension coming from somewhere, but not from the stomach, but not from the, you're not feeling grounded or you're not feeling right. This time, I felt a little bit of that, but not completely to get me in a bad shape to need a clearing in fast. And I tried to go and feel that feeling, the apprehension, the anxiety. I could not. Usually when it hits me, it gets bad really fast and it takes me some saying, I now increase my life force energy or dropping my mind into my heart, doing something so I come back to get grounded. And this time I tried to get ungrounded, to get to the bad feeling. I could not, which tells me that some root was pulled out. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's incredible. Wow, I think you hit the nail on the head, Ron, with this clearing. Yeah, it feels like you really kind of maybe found a mother load.
Yeah, after doing that 10 commandment healing, getting rid of those things, plus we did 20 additional ones, that was quite intense, as the people felt the energies of this mind-controlling patterns. Remember, you have the words that are in the Ten Commandments for each one, you know, but just remember that different languages, you know, that use our alphabet have different words. So if you maybe wanted to have some fun, you might just write out maybe a couple of the commandments in maybe English, and then move the words around if you happen to know a different language that uses our alphabet and just see if it makes sense, you know. But remember, that they connect to you by the letters. So we just see them as words, but those letters are actually connected to you. In fact, I would probably say, which would probably take you a long time to do, but just a suggestion, you know, you might want to go on a natal chart and type in maybe like three or four words from, you know, each commandment. Maybe just start with the first commandment and type in a few words, you know, so it's not too lengthy for you. Because if you have that ingrained in you, remember, that's mind control patterns. You may be able to get rid of each commandment off of you that way, too. But, you know, I know that it would be kind of lengthy for some people. In fact, for everybody, probably. But that's just an idea if you want to have some fun at it. And just see how much control these letters have over you. You know, like I said, the letters themselves, sometimes we look at them as just innocent letters until they make a word. Then the word, like, hits you over the head with a 2x4, you know, like the word, say, cancer, okay? So right away you hear the word cancer and you kind of cringe, but you just take the letters and separate them out just so that there's basic letters and there's no power over it until it makes the word. And it could also work backwards, too, but we don't know about that, you know? So on the natal chart, we, you know, release these mind-controlling patterns from you, and this is why we have your name, you know, put in there. But you may want to try that too. You know, everything that we have on the website is very helpful. So back to you, Sylvia.
I think I heard another caller come on. Do we have someone with us?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
Hi. I had a comment I'd like to share, and the comment is this: I talked to somebody on the phone. And he had three different personalities, just exactly what we're talking about tonight. It's like you spin the wheel of fortune. And the first personality that came out was he wanted me to listen to him about this issue for a long time about this episode that he went through. He wanted me to help him and support him. So I helped him. I supported him on the matter. And then the second personality that came out at another call was like the Freddy Krueger personality. He was... Somebody was coming after him, and he was really terrified and upset. He was protecting himself. And then the third personality was rejected and getting away from people, wanting nothing to do with them. It's like three different personalities and three different telephone conversations. And you know, you spin the wheel of fortune, it lands on a certain personality. And I can see better than ever since Ron explained this to us that the personalities and the people getting ticked off and changing one after another with these entities in them. It's so obvious now. Before, I could never understand personality changes. And the way they say it in society, they say, oh, split personality. But I can see it so much better now since Ron explained that to us. It's very helpful. And can we get a clearing on that tonight, too? And what does Ron have to say about that?
Yeah, you're definitely right. And I'll just kind of add on to what you're saying there. What I find myself is... I'll hear my phone ring sometimes, so I always try to scan it instantly to see, not necessarily who's on the other end, you know, not as a physical person, but kind of what's on the other end, okay? And so what happens is, and this you're all going to relate to, like Larry was saying, he had three different conversations with the person, so we'll just say three different phone calls. So the first one is this person may be asking for help, and you start listening to him, and you start opening your heart up. Well, that's when they zap you, okay, once you get your heart opened up. So he probably was prepared on the first conversation. I'm just guessing at this here. And so now the person, you know, calls him up, and maybe we'll say he has caller ID, and looks at the telephone, goes, oh, yeah, this is Fred, you know, and we had this wonderful talk, you know, an hour ago, and now you're really warm, and you're, you know, you're feeling that you're going to really help him out a lot because they probably got what you said. And you come to the telephone now with an open heart. And all of a sudden, they zap you. They give you a psychic whammy. The dark side comes across that phone conversation. And then you, end up, you know, like having a heartache or a psychic attack or worse. And so you have to be very careful of that. So that's what and they do come across your phone line to try to hit you, you know. And that's the way the dark side works. So, you know, when you hear somebody calling you up and they're talking about their problems to you, the first thing is that you're going to normally relate to that as, oh, that poor person. And then from there, you get your heart opened up, and they'll send you a whammy. It may not be intentional. Might be a shapeshifter in them, you know, doing this to you to harm you, because they don't want you to be in the heart energy. But that's how they work. So you may be all relating to this here. So, you know, you definitely do want to, you know, when that phone rings, like, you know, get into your own center. When I do healings, and I probably mentioned this, maybe not on the BBS program, but I think I have mentioned it, on my workshops. When I do healings with people, I have to be in the present moment, and I cannot be attached to anybody emotionally. And that means that I can't go into the time-based emotional heart energy, because that will pull you astray, and that'll take you into, you know, the energy of that poor person. When I do healings, I have to be in the present moment, and it's not necessarily like you're a robot. You know, I do care, but I can't tie into their issues. Because once I tie into their issues, then I'm out of the now. And then I'm in the time-based reality, and I can't help anybody when I'm in, you know, in the time-based reality. I have to be in the present moment. And so this is the way you need to be, you know, everybody listening out there. You want to be in the present moment, being with source energy, and not getting, you know, tied into, you know, people calling, you know, on the phone or your friends talking to you. Because right away, you know, if you watch anybody, you know, you start hearing something, you know, that issue that they're talking to you about, you may have yourself at a different degree. Maybe it might only be 1% of what they're talking about, but they kind of, you know, lead you in like a, you know, you're on a fishing line and they're reeling you in slowly. And then all of a sudden, you know, they hit you over the head, you know. So you want to be very careful with that. So you requested some kind of healing, Larry. I know our time's running close here, but what did you request?
Oh, yes, Ron, I requested a healing about releasing from these entities, or in particular what Chris talked about, the sleeping entity puts us to sleep when you're talking to us, so we can't hear what you're saying about this beautiful counseling, or maybe these entities that are tricking us like that. Can we get a release in that area?
Yeah, I can do a little, in fact, I'm putting up a new healing which will deal with implants on your ears that will allow you to have selective hearing. So when I say something, the mind control patterns, and it could be just these, you know, these entities in you that we're talking about that are different personalities, will actually change the word. So you hear it, you know, in your ear, but as it goes from your ear to, you know, say your brain, your consciousness, and how you respond to that word, they may just change the meaning completely on it. And so let's do a clearing here right now to help you with some of that here. So we'll work with the ears. And so this we'll just say is for like selective hearing. So here we go. And I also wrote down the word eyes here too. So very interesting. So here we go. Let's do the ears first. And to be quite honest, you know, what you see with your eyes closed is probably reality, you know? And with your eyes open, like I say, are those stars out there real? You know, are we just looking into a motion picture, you know, event that the dark side wants us to see, you know? So I won't go too far into that. The newcomers listening, that might be a little far-fetched, thinking that maybe the stars are not real. And maybe the things that you're seeing aren't real, but once you understand about these shapeshifter, you know, shadow bodies that we have in us, you start getting a little more awareness. Remember what Jesus said on the cross, forgive them for they don't know what they do, okay? So that has, you know, a lot of unspoken truth there and different ways you can look at that that little simple phrase. So here we go. We're working with the ears right now. And there we go. Let's do the eyes now. So again, I'll give the phone number. We'll have a little conference call if you like. It's 646. It'll be in, say, 10 minutes here. So 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. So somebody would like to maybe type that on the fast chat, since we're, you know, we go through quite a few people on there. That would also be showing up at the very end of the program here. And you might want to put that, it's a Friday night. And that way somebody gets on it and they see the information. Maybe tomorrow they won't call in on it. So here we go. So it's 646-519-5800. Okay. There, that's your other part of the clearing. So thank you, Larry. Hopefully that has helped all of you a little bit here.
Thank you.
Well, there's a lot to what we do. I wish it was much simpler than what it is. We just keep getting more uncovered and more uncovered. And that's only because the Earth Spirit is, you know, being energized more and being able to be with us here. Remember, it was down to 3% last October. And now it's about, I think, about 12%. So it's coming up on board, and it's able to ward off these aliens. You know, if we didn't have people going to church every Sunday or maybe Saturday, you know, we'd probably have much better success with ourselves, because they're bringing in all these dark energies. You know, if the church has switched over and said everybody should pray or not pray, disconnect to their own spirit, then we'd have a wonderful planet here. But because the aliens don't want you to do that, this is the problem with religions and all the dogma. And all you just need is one book, and the book is, you know, to go within. That's the main thing, you know, you have it in your heart center. You're never abandoned by the light, but so many people actually abandon the light themselves by going outside of themselves, so you never disconnected, you just choose to disconnect yourself and get into the mind matrix. So the basic difference is, you know, like I say in all the programs, the light is in the now, does not deal with time, has no predictions for the future. And the other energy is time, which is the mind, which is universal consciousness, you know, Akashic Records, all this stuff that people talk about. That sounds so great. The information about the secret, that's all mind energy. And that's New Age metaphysics. And, you know, it does work, because you're dealing with darkness energies. And the darkness energy supports the darkness. But once you're in your heart center, then you can, you know, navigate through all that and get your answers instantly. Because the dark side just copied the light. So, for most people, they go, how do I manifest it in with the heart? Well, that's because you have to just drop into your heart center. And the same manifestations work. It's perfect. It's the same thing, that the darkness created itself and this information from the light. So when you're in the mind, then you're in darkness. When you're in your heart, then you're in the present moment. Then you're with spirit. And it's as simple as that. That's why Jesus said, you know, the kingdom is within. You know, why did he say that? Why didn't he say go outside and pray to these alien gods, you know? And that's probably his main thing back then, is that he was bucking the establishment of religion, praying to what they would call false idols, you know? And that's basically the process, you know? And, you know, that's the whole thing. You need to be connected to yourself. You don't need to pray. You can connect to your spirit, but you know, just go inside and connect, and you feel at peace. This is where you have your wonderful manifestation. So, yeah, the call is tonight. It'll be in, you know, I'll take a little bit of time here just to, you know, replenish myself. But people can call in just after this program. The line is open right now. If you want to talk, you can. I'll get on in probably about 6 or 7 minutes here. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. PIN number 9009. And, you know, I like the newcomers to talk first, if you could, because sometimes people are intimidated. They think that maybe they don't have enough information. They don't want to sound stupid. Okay, so we'll see you later. So this is Ron Amatron. Blessings to everybody. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, 9 o'clock Pacific. So station 1. Bye, everybody.